You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I'm here to present to you something called Pure Nature 3D Soundscapes. Yes, for those that are maybe familiar with Travel Ear, this is going to be something for you. So if you had interest with Travel Ears or anything to do with elemental sounds, and what I mean by that, you basically want to wear a headphone and get submerged into the 3D binaural sounds. So it sounds like you're there, wherever it wants to put you to it. So Travel Ear had the concept of being right in the middle of, say, Vienna during a festival and stuff. So you got to hear all the festive things being recorded all around you. You can hear things from left, right, front, back. And that's what makes the 3D binaural so remarkable. I absolutely love it. Well, the Pure Nature is pretty much as that. It's going to be nothing but nature-related sounds. For example, like we got thunder, we got rain, we have wind, we have creeks, water creeks, we have critters, we got birds, we got all sorts of things. So if this is something you like, this is going to be definitely for you. Also, you know, this is not a bad app for something that you would want to just sit down and put your headphones on and just kind of de-stress yourself, just relax, or if it helps you get to go to sleep, or if you're just in the mood to be able to listen to different type of nature. They got all sorts of things for you to listen. It is a free app to download. It does contain some in-app purchases. There are a few unlabeled buttons, but have no fear. It is extremely accessible, and I will help you into those buttons where they're not labeled and what they are. So the first thing you want to do, and it's not required, but I do recommend put your headphones on. And once you have your headphones on, I'm going to put a little sound here so you can see if the headphones are working right. And there we go. So you should be able to hear a little left, right, little tone there. And that just tells you that you have this in stereo. Okay, so let's just dive right into the app itself so I can give you an explanation so you can hear a few of them for yourself. I'm going to go to the right here and go to the Pure Nature.
Pure Nature.
There it is. And so I'm going to do a one finger double tap to open that up.
Pure Nature.
All right, so here we are. We're in the homepage of the Pure Nature. The first button that we come to when you swipe to the right is unlabeled. So that's the first and most important button that I found, and the only place I really had to label. Everything else was just pretty much fine. So we'll go to the right.
Info button.
I labeled that as info. When you open up Pure Nature for the very first time, you get a message from the developer. You can read about the messenger, the developer's message, and then it tells you how to listen to it and how he recommends you to hear it. And then there's various ways of how to contact the developer themselves. So that's all it is in there. Now, if I go to the right one more time.
Act button.
Now, people are saying, what in the world is that? Well, I tell you what. EQ is really EQ, so that's for equalization. If you are not listening to your headphones or you want to make changes to it, you can do that. I'm showing you. Go ahead and do a one finger double tap on here.
Selected. Flat. Flat frequency response for headphone listening. Headphones provide the most natural and spacious listening experience.
Pretty self-explanatory, sir. So if you have a normal headphones, you probably want to leave that on there. However, if you have earbuds or anything like that, the next one's for you.
Apple's earbuds, bass boost and treble reduction for stock Apple earpods and AirPods. This setting makes Apple's earbuds sound much like headphones.
Self-explanatory. So if you have earbuds or AirPods, you want to go ahead and do a one-finger double tap on that and select that. And then one more.
Birds and insects, slight treble reduction for headphone users who are sensitive to high-pitched bird and insect sounds.
There are going to be some nature sounds that are kind of squeaking and whatever have not. It's just very high pitch. If that kind of, just put the fingernail to the scratch board to you, you probably want to double tap that to reduce that frequency down. I'm going to leave this as flat, and I'm going to go to the top right.
Dismiss pop-up. Double tap to dismiss pop-up window.
I'm going to go ahead and dismiss that. One finger double tap.
Pure Nature.
And then we're back to the home screen at the very top. So let's return to the EQ.
EQ button.
And there she is. And let's swipe one more to the right.
Elementals.
All right. So this is where we get into the different packages. Now, each package may have X number of tracks with different nature sounds of interest. Now, they do give you two packages for free, or two albums, I guess you could say. I don't know how you call that, but I just call them a package. The first package is called Elemental. Now, if I swipe to the right,
6 tracks, 60 minutes.
It tells me how many tracks and how long you can expect it to last if you listen from first to last. So 60 full minutes. And one thing I want to show you. Now, if you go to the right one more time.
Night into day.
You go into the night into the day. This is the second package or the second album. This also has
6 tracks, 69 minutes.
It's a little bit longer, 9 more minutes, but you still get 6 tracks. Now, to the right of this.
Free.
Is a free button. So let's go back up to the Elemental.
Elementals.
There we have it. Let's just go ahead and dive right in here. Let's see what we got in here for Elemental. So let's double tap here.
Elementals. Elementals.
And what I like about this is that it gives you lots of information to digest. So what is this package contain? What is it about? So let's go to the right here.
Elementals features 6 tracks that celebrate Earth's primal voices, ellipsis, the rumble of thunder, the pitter-patter of rain, the murmur of wind, the rush of waves, and the gurgles and tinkles of brooks and streams. Now is the time to don your headphones and be transported into elemental nature, where you will touch upon it, which is basic and fundamental to one's experience of the music of the natural world.
And there you have it, which is, I thought it was pretty kind of cool. Kind of gives you me a basic idea what I can expect in this album or this package. So I'll go to the right.
More button.
If you want more information, double tap that, go back up to the description, and it'll give you more description about the album or package itself. The other thing I like about this, if I swipe to the right.
Rolling Thunder.
Is that it will give me all the different tracks that are available in here. So, if I were to say I want to listen to Rolling Thunder, I can just one finger double tap and listen to that. Now, before I do that, I'm going to go to the right and kind of show you around. So, go to the right.
Favorite empty button.
This has a favorite. Yes, you can double tap that to make this a favorite. And then if you swipe to the right.
Info small button.
This is a nice thing about it. So, what is this Rolling Thunder about it? What is that all about? So if you do a one-finger double tap here,
Rolling Thunder,
it's going to open up a page, and it's also going to have a description. So let's find out when this was recorded and what can I visually think in my mind when they record this. So let's go to the right.
Favorite empty button. It is spring in the Appalachian Mountains of Virginia. We set up camp next to a small pond. At dusk, spring peepers sound off from the water's edge and a thunderstorm blows our way. Soon it is raining. We brave the elements to watch the lightning bolts, many of which have horizontal arms that reach across the sky. The thunder seems to travel miles from its origins, gradually disappearing into the distance with striking variations of intensity along its paths. It is as if giant boulders are rolling thunderously toward the horizon, their rumbles echoing off the surrounding hills.
That sounds pretty cool, huh? I really love the description, so it gives me kind of a visual aspect where they are doing and how what they experienced, so what they saw and things like that, and where it was held at. So if you go to the right one more time, you're going to get some more information about when it was recorded and where.
May 4th, 1996 at 7 p.m. George Washington National Forest, west of Stanton, Virginia. Recorded by Lang Elliott.
That's kind of a nice touch there. So you get a basic idea here. Now I'm going to go to the right.
Cross button.
We're going to get to something called cross. What is that? Well, that is going to be the back button. So whenever you want to go back a page, you need to double tap on the cross. So we're done in this. So I'm going to go back. So one finger double tap on the cross.
Elementals.
And now we're stacked up to the very beginning again, so I need to go down to the Rolling Thunder.
Rolling Thunder.
And there we are. So let's go ahead and give this a whirl. I'm just going to double tap here. I'm going to step back, give you a listen. I'm going to turn up a little bit, and then for you to hear and see what you can expect from your headphones. It is really amazing experience. So let's go ahead and do that. All you have to do is do a one-finger double tap to begin the track.
Selected. Rolling Thunder.
That is pretty amazing, isn't it? I'm going to turn this back down. All right. I'm going to do a two-finger double tap. And then I'll put that back on pause. All right. So I have paused this. And so that is the Rolling Thunder. Now, if I swipe to the right.
Favorite empty button. Info small button. Island Wave Escape.
This takes me to the next track of the album. So you have different variations here. So I'm going to keep swiping down.
Favorite empty. Info small button. Tinkling Trickle. Favorite empty. Info small, but Mountain Freshet. Favorite empty, but info small, but Winter Rain. Favorite empty, but info small, but Wind in the Pines.
All right, let's try the winds. Let's see what the wind sounds like here. Once again, you do the same thing. One finger double tap, and I'll increase the sounds again.
Selected. Wind in the pines.
Okay. So I put that back down. And basically, that's how you go through the album, or you can listen. Now, it does play one after another, so once you finish the first track, after that's done of recording, it'll start playing the next track. That is pretty much about the elemental and pretty much what the Pure Nature 3D soundscape is going to sound like. Now, before we proceed on, I want to show you a couple things here. At the bottom of the screen, we should have kind of a player. So the best way I can do it is either touch the bottom right-hand corner or do a four-finger single tap towards the bottom.
Timer. Button.
We get to the timer. So if you are one of those people that like the timer aspect, so in other words, I only want to listen to 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever, you can set that as a timer, and then I'll shut off after that timer is up. To the left of this...
Loop track. Button.
Is the item where you can go to the next track, previous track, and things like that. So you can go quickly back and forth. To the left of this,
Elementals, Wind in the Pines.
That is the name of the track that we're currently listening to. And obviously to the left of this,
Play button.
Is your play button. So obviously if you want to replay that, you can go double tap that or use your two finger double tap to play again. And then to the left of this,
Cross button.
Is that cross button. This cross button will take you all the way back to the home page. So we'll do that. We'll go back to the home screen.
Pure Nature.
Here we are. We're back to the home screen of the Pure Nature. Let's go take a look at some other albums here. So I'm going to go to the right here.
Elementals.
There's the elemental we heard.
Six tracks, 90 today.
90 today.
Six track, Free. Birds and Brooks.
Birds and Brooks.
Eight tracks, eight rain moods.
Rain, so if you're in a mood for rain.
Eight tracks, 80 minutes, button.
Now, here is a button. This is where you can purchase a track. So this is pretty important to understand how this works. There's $2.99 for each package or album that you want to purchase, or $9.99 will buy the entire library of all the different albums and packages they have available. Plus, that includes any future packages and albums, which is not a bad price. I thought that was pretty fair if this is something that you really, truly love. But the best part I like about these different albums or packages that you can get a sneak peek. So you can listen to the first 30 seconds, see if it's something you're interested in to purchase. So let me go ahead and go to the right here.
Get all albums for only $9.99, button.
As I explained, so if you're interested in that, double tap that, and that will purchase the $9.99. Otherwise, I'll show you how to purchase the $2.99 just for a specific package or album.
And get all future albums for free. Thunder Gods.
There's Thunder Gods.
Nine tracks. Ocean Waves.
Ocean Waves. I love ocean. So let's go to Ocean Waves here. I'll do that.
Ocean Waves.
Now I'm going to go to the right. It's going to explain it again.
The rhythm of the sea, as expressed by the sounds of waves arriving at the shore, is at once engaging and relaxing, evocative and nostalgic. The voice of the ocean resonates with our primal interior and induces a trance-like state that is rooted in our inborn of the powerful forces that dominate the natural world. Ocean Waves features nine tracks, most gathered on seabird islands stretching from Maine to Newfoundland. A large variety of soundscapes are presented, ranging from huge swells cresting and crashing against immense boulders to gentle waves softly rushing onto beaches of pebbles and sand. All were made in beautiful locations where the view and smell of the shoreline and open sea combine with the soundscape to produce vivid and memorable multisensory experiences.
That's definitely for me. I don't know what it is about ocean waves. I just absolutely love it. So let's go to the right.
More. Button. Get nine tracks for $2.99. Button.
That's the part I was telling you about. So if you want to buy this for $2.99, double tap that and you buy it for $2.99. However, you do get a 30-second samples of each tracks. So let's go ahead and see what the first one is.
Or tap any track below to play 30 samples. Seal Island.
So let's go to the Seal Island. And I'm going to listen to this for 30 seconds. So that's free. So let's go double tap that so you can get a better idea.
Selected. Seal Island. Playing preview.
I'll go ahead and pause this. All right, so we're back here. Now, obviously, if you're interested in the information, just as I mentioned before, if you go to the right,
info small button,
you can get the more information about that. So that is pretty much everything to know about the Pure Nature 3D soundscape. So if this sounds something that you might be interested in, hey, give it a whirl. It's free. And most of all, you can get the first 12 tracks for free for you to listen to. It is pretty nominal fees when it comes for in-app purchases, as I mentioned before. And I want to present this to those that are really into nature sounds or just like to be able to listen to sounds in a very high quality 3D binaural that gives you the immersion into the element, which is really fantastic. I love that. All right. Well, anyway, I am Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.